Hello?
Hi, is this Mackenzie?
No, this is Melissa.
Okay, hi Melissa. It's Abigail from Family First Care.
Yes.
I wanted to know if I can speak with Imogene or Mackenzie, please.
Mackenzie right here. Imogene, we on our way to the market to go get us some food, but Mackenzie right here. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi Mackenzie, it's Abigail. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, thank you. I just want to confirm, because we spoke last week, and you said you had something scheduled for the 6th. I want to confirm that was the assessment with the area agencies on aging?
Yes. That's when supposed to have the phone assessment.
The phone assessment is on the 6th?
The 6th.
So, you already had the in-person assessment, you're saying?
No.
Did you have any assessment yet?
Oh, never mind. Somebody did come out. My bad. I forgot.
Somebody came out. Okay. Okay, the second assessment is usually also an in-person assessment. So, I'm not sure why they're doing it over the phone. Could be it's because of the weather. Do you mind if we call into Maximus to confirm which assessment this is?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I also wanted to let you know that I wrote up a letter for the bank, which you requested, correct?
Yeah.
Is this Mackenzie speaking?
Yeah, this is Mackenzie.
Okay. So where can I send the letter to so you can give it to the bank so you can get the bank statement?
2372 Lincolnia.
No, I need to send it by email.
Oh, Mackenzie McFadden, M-A-C-K-E-N.
Just a second, please. Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it?
Mackenzie McFadden, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, M-F-A-D.
M what? Sorry, what's after M? Mackenzie M.
C.
Mm-hmm.
S. Mm-hmm. A. D D E N.
D-D.
D-D. Yeah, as in dog. Two dogs. And 16 at iCloud.com.
Let me confirm this with you, okay? Mackenzie, mm-hmm. M as in Mary, C as in coat, S as in Sam, A as in apple, B as in boy, D as in dog, E as in energy. No?
That's all gone.
Okay, so please repeat it. Can you...
Okay. So it's Mackenzie, McFadden, M as in Mary, C as in cat, S as in fairy, A as in apple, D as in dog, other D as in dog, E as in Eden, N as in no.
So Mackenzie, M-C-S-A-D-D-E-N?
Yes. 16.
At 16 at iCloud?
Yes.
There's two F's or?
No, it's two D's. It's one F. Do you want me to text it to you? I do have your number.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
It's a little complicated.
Okay, I'm just about to text it to you right now. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, it just did. Yeah, I don't want to take off the meeting.
This is
what I'm doing. Okay.
just starting.
See, this morning, you know what I had? Pizza Hut.
I just I got me a little sub crust. That was cool.
Early in the morning.
Yes, I know.
That's some cravings. I'll put it in.
Okay, just send the email over to you with the letter for the bank.
Okay, I'm going to check it right now. Okay, I got Abigail Neiman. Okay, you say.
She was supposed to send it to the people at the bank herself.
Yes, this is for you to give to the bank so you can get the bank statement.
Okay. Okay. So
okay. Also, did somebody call you? Okay, you know what? Let's first call into Maximus to see where we're holding with the assessment, which assessment that is.
That was the guy that called me earlier saying he's a nurse.
Oh. Did you speak with someone? From the telehealth company? From New York Beth Medical?
No, he said he was from Family First. His name is Gerald. He said
and
he was a nurse.
He said what? I'm sorry?
He said that he was the nurse. For Family First.
Okay, and then what?
Yeah, he just wanted to talk to Imogene about something.
About what?
I don't know. He can't really.
Did he fill out a doctor's form over the phone?
He said, was I talking to him on the phone?
Did they ask you if they can fill out a doctor's form?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to say, just call Maximus. It's okay.
Okay. Mackenzie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they'll probably try this number again to fill out the form. I'm going to call now into Maximus to see what's with this assessment that you scheduled for the 6th, okay?
Okay.
Just hold a minute, please.
What's the thing?
If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1.
Hello?
Please hold while we transfer
Hi,
you to a customer
please.
Service representative.
I'm on the line with them. We're waiting for them to come on.
Enrollment broker. My name is Brian. Are you calling for the first time or an existing case?
Hi, no, we're calling for an existing case. My name is Abigail. I'm from the agency Family First Care. I'm on the phone with Mackenzie. She's the patient's caregiver. The patient's name is Imogene Hamilton.
Okay. So just to look up the case, I'll go over a few questions with you. We also wouldn't discuss the applicant's case unless given written or verbal approval. Can you spell their first name, please?
Imagene. Mackenzie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
right here. Okay, great.
All right, so just for verification, if you could also go over the applicant's date of birth.
So it's 3/14/60.
Okay, and then just verify the address.
2816 North Sanbury Street, Philadelphia.
2809.
What's the zip code?
It's 2809 North Sanbury?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Let me see. So for the address that you stated, I guess we would want to go over. I don't know if, I mean, we could actually, I'm trying to figure out what we could do in this situation because I got two people verifying at the same time. Let's see. So let me start over with the
Mackenzie's authorized representative, so she would know the correct address. I got this information from her. It could be we submitted as a mistake.
I understand. So for the applicant, go ahead and tell me your name, please.
Mackenzie.
No, I mean, okay. Are you an authorized representative?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and tell me the applicant's name.
Oh, Imogene Hamilton.
Okay, and then just verify what her date of birth is.
Hold up. That's my dad. My
phone just died. Hold it. 3/24/60. Okay. And then go ahead and state the address again for me.
2809 North Banbury.
Okay. And just go over the city, state, and zip.
Zip code 19132, Philadelphia.
Okay. And then also just tell me to verify what your address and phone number is.
My address is 2372 Lincolnia Avenue. 19053. What else you ask for?
Your phone number?
Oh, yeah, 267-977-2207.
Okay. All right, so thanks for verifying the case. And then do you give approval so I could talk with the representative that's on the call with you, I think, that I was talking with earlier?
Oh, you said go on mute.
No, I was asking, do you give approval for the person I was just speaking with a little, just like right at the beginning of the call? Is it okay to discuss the applicant's case with them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then for the representative, go ahead and tell me your name too, please.
Abigail.
All right. And state your, just your affiliation to the applicant.
We're the agency. My agency's name is Family First Care. She's applying with us for home care services.
Alrighty. So now I have you all verified. And then it looks like there was an application started that was recent. It was like, I guess, around July. So I just wanted to do a status check on it. Can I place you both on hold just for a moment while I'm looking at the case?
Yep, sure.
Okay, just a moment. Thank you for holding. So it looks like, according to the notice here on the case, that the applicant had had a letter sent out to them from the county assistance office, and it just says, please send in these financial documents, and it's saying, you know, that until we get these documents, the case is going to be closed. But now, with that in mind, we are able to schedule what's called a reassessment to only, the only thing a reassessment does is just, actually, wait a second.
Yeah, the patient
there was
did
a
have,
reassessment
a, yeah, there was a reassessment already, just a second, please.
Yeah. Okay.
There was an assessment scheduled for the 29th.
Yeah, it got rescheduled.
And then now there's also, so did that happen? Did that assessment happen?
No, it was, it was rescheduled.
For the 6th?
For the 5th. It's this Thursday.
Okay, Mackenzie?
Yeah, and what time is it for the 5th?
No, so which was, did you say you scheduled for the 6th, or maybe was that a miscommunication? Was that for the 5th, maybe?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the 5th. It had to have been a miscommunication. That's why I asked what time is it for the 5th.
Okay, yeah, I see what it is. It's going to be anytime they're going to call, and it'll be sometime between 3:30 and 4.
3:30 and 4?
That's right.
Oh, God.
Okay, so that was just the first assessment, and then did they have to have the second assessment with the area agencies on aging still?
No, their documents are still current. They already, well, the applicant had passed the medical review, so their case is already moved over to the county assistance office. But, you know, that's where the financial documentation just needs to be turned in. Or, you know, I don't know if it has already, but I'm just saying that was the last update on the application, on the case.
And now that's for the bank statements and stuff that y'all waiting for?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
No problem. Yeah, and I guess, you know, if you all had no other questions, would you want to go through a survey once this call is over?
That's okay.
No, it's okay.
I just want to confirm, you don't know if the bank statements were sent in yet, do you?
I don't see anything so far, because I could check it, and I didn't see anything recently updated. I just see the latest one was 21st of August.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Thank you very much.
All right, and you're all welcome. You know, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. You all have a great day.
Okay. Yeah, you want to hang up too?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you know which bank statements need to be collected.
Okay, which one?
I'm going to send that over to you, okay? I'll
okay, what, via
phone.
Email?
I'll
okay.
Text it to your phone, okay?
Yeah.
And then once that's sent in, then we can wait for the approval. We're pretty much at the end. Now, when we have this reassessment on Thursday, if you send in your bank statements right away, we can just wait for the approval from the county, and then we'll be able to get started with the services shortly after that. But you do need to collect these statements that I send you, okay? I'm going to send them over right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sure, no problem.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Thank you.